my taxes are due, and looks like I'm getting, and it's like, nothing.
I should just body wash with yogurt.
I wanted to tell you basically how bad you are living and what you're consuming.
All right, all right, all righty then. Alex, we're live on the air.
On air. Take that, air.
Yeah. Get out of here. We're on ya.
Okay. Well, this is a Tucked in Tea podcast, if you didn't know.
Well, this.
Apparently, this is a new podcast.
Apparently, we're podcasters.
We're on episode number 19? 18?
Yep. It is 18.
Okay. Yeah. Wow. I cannot believe it. 17 weeks ago, a brain child was born and is now 18 weeks old.
And still kicking. Doing great.
Yeah. So, thanks for those who have been since the beginning. Thanks to those who have been here since the middle.
I was going to say, no thanks to them if they haven't been here since the beginning.
Oh. And then if this is brand new to you, how did you find us?
How did you find me?
We're doing it. We're doing this thing.
Sure I am.
Okay. Trent, how's your week?
A mix of yes and no.
Give me the no first.
I was feeling kind of gross this week.
Oh, covered in mud? Goop?
Yeah, I was just playing outside, never showered. No.
Guys, it's true. It's true.
I'm grimy.
And this guy's a fiance.
I'm grimy.
I can see the dirt underneath his toenails from here. Shh, I mean fingernails. I don't want to talk about toenails.
Yeah, that's weird.
It's gross.
I have my shoes on. Unfortunately, I don't have toes on the shoe.
That's too bad.
That's just unfortunate.
Not wearing your flops.
It's been a hard week, folks. Anyway,
just sick.
I've been a little sick.
Yeah.
A little sickly.
But,
a little pale.
You're looking good now, feeling good?
Yeah. I'm back to 7 out of 10.
Okay. What are you doing to up that? You taking those meds or
yeah. Good old
Why are you so confused?
Tylenol. Acetaminophen.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, and a whole lot of reest. And a lot of relaxation.
Maybe some wilder.
Yeah, a whole lot of wilder. drinking some spiritualin apple juice.
Well, there you go. Yeah, my mom sent me these weird, like, essential oil pills a couple weeks ago. And I was like, there's no way these things work. They're supposed to be for immunity. And everything within me was like, there's no way these things work. I'm not going to take these. But because I love my mother, and because I respect it, and because somehow parents are always right, no matter what they're talking about, like, I feel it could be as far-fetched as, you know, you could throw a bone. I don't know what to say. But,
what?
But they're always right. And so I've been taking these pills every night for the past, like, 3 weeks, maybe 4 weeks.
Wow.
And my roommates are sick and coughing open-mouthed.
I've been in his room.
And, but I am feeling better than ever, actually.
Peachy?
Yeah. A little bit orangey as well.
Hmm.
Vitamin C's keep me going.
Apricot-y? So you said the essential oil pills, is it like those little, is it like a chalk pill, like an actual hard, or is it like a case? I forget what you,
no,
the
they're
capsule.
Like, they're capsules, yeah.
Capsule. That's what it's called.
It's like if you had to meet someone, like an old friend, in a coffee shop, and they try to sell you something, and you actually bought it. This is what I'm drinking.
You're drinking them?
Yeah. They're pills. You drink pills. What would you say? You eat pills? Is that what you
say? I say you swallow pills. That's all I say.
Okay, and everything. Okay, actually, that's not true. Okay.
I don't know. I don't know.
Well, anyway, let us know in the comment section, which there is none. But let us know.
Yeah.
If you drink or swallow pills.
Go ahead and just leave a podcast review on Apple or wherever mm-hmm. you're listening.
This is the most.
We haven't checked if we have Spotify reviews, have we?
No, I didn't know you could do that.
Does Spotify do reviews?
I think you just like number it. Like a 1 out of 5.
out of all my 50 podcasts that I have, this ranks 42.
And I think that we have 5 stars on Spotify.
Oh, so you can't write a review?
I don't think so.
Yikes. Get on that, Spotty. You never asked what the good of my week
yeah,
was.
Yeah, I was just about to.
Okay. I'm glad you didn't forget about me, Alex.
But anyway, I want to talk about my... I'm just kidding. Tell me about your yes.
It was fine. I don't know. It was a good week all around.
All around.
I didn't really do much exciting.
Yeah?
I don't think. I don't remember.
I mean, that's just how some weeks are.
But I feel fine now.
This is the highlight of your week, maybe?
Today was a bigger day, but I can leave that for later.
Yeah, cool. After last week we recorded, if you want to know a little bit about my week, would you like to?
If we have time, yeah.
Okay, well, maybe I can fit some in right now. So right after we ended recording last week, I went and I do as I do, and I did as I was. I
think about it.
I looked up on Google. I always do this whenever I'm bored. Things to do around me. And so there's this site that I look at. And
take
I
these just, pills.
So that's how I started taking these essential oil pills. That's how I met up with Margaret. Mother. That's how I met up with Margaret as she sold me these and put eucalyptus behind my ear. It was kind of nice.
There's so much peppermint on these temples. Okay, go on.
So I was looking and I was like, man, what should I do? And, you know, I want to do something kind of fun. I was actually all by myself, which I was okay with. I'm not like...
I'm sorry.
I like sometimes having these alone nights, you know?
What was I doing?
You were doing something. I promise you were doing something.
We were out with Nan and Papa.
Yeah. Yes. And then other two friends were working. Obviously, I have more friends than that. But I have other friends I could have hung out with. Anyway, that's not important. So... I just decided to go by myself. I figured I'd enjoy that. And so I was looking at things I'd like to do. And I saw this thing.
And you'd like to do it?
It was called this. A squeaky, clean, family-friendly improv show. That's what it's called, word for word.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And I was like,
Say the word again. The word.
Squeaky, clean, family-friendly improv show.
They really specified that.
Yeah, it's like our podcast. Maybe we should change the name.
I think we should go to Squeaky Clean Family Friendly Tucked In Tea Podcast.
Yes.
If you want a t-shirt, let us know. It'll be here in about 4 months.
Oh, goodness. We'll talk about that later for sure.
We'll address that.
We'll shirt that later.
Okay, go ahead.
I got to fix my shoes there real quick.
I don't know why you said we got to fix my shoes.
I don't think I did.
You said, play it back, folks. Play it back.
Nope.
I think you did.
I don't think so.
We got to fix my... Nope, you got to fix your shoe.
I'm pretty sure.
I'm not touching your shoes.
Anyway, goodness. I went to the Squeaky Clean Family Friendly Improv Show. And so I was like, this is going to be cool because I kind of like the improv kind of theme. Mm-hmm. A lot of it can kind of get a little bit inappropriate, things like that. Mm-hmm. And so when I saw this great assurance of a title, I had to hop on that. It was only $5 to go.
Wow.
And so I was like, I'm going. And so I went up, and you could tell it was a family-friendly show because it was me and then a bunch of other kids and their parents.
Oh, yikes.
Yeah, and so I was sat second row just kind of by myself.
You kicked a kid out.
Yeah.
No. Hey, beat it.
No, I got there really early. I started walking in, and I didn't realize that they hadn't opened the seating yet. But like, literally, as I was opening the door, the lady was opening the door. Everyone was waiting in like the waiting room, but I had like walked behind because I thought it was already open. And so like as I got there, she opened it. So I had the whole thing to myself to pick where I wanted to sit.
You didn't want
to
do first row?
No. I saw like first row, it's like you really want to be into it.
Yeah.
I wanted to watch closely.
You want to be made fun of.
But stay back.
Yeah.
And so I went second row, and I sat at the end of this row, and the whole row next to me was open, and people kept coming out to me, are these saved? Oh, these are saved. And I was like, nope, just me.
It's just me. Yeah. That's funny.
No, but I enjoyed the show. It was pretty funny. They did some cool like, concepts of some things I'd never seen before, just improv-y storytelling and just things like that. And so
worth the $5?
Oh, absolutely.
Wow, that's good.
And actually, I want to bring something of theirs to the pod, if that's all right.
I think that's plagiarism.
We'll cite them in the cited page at the end.
Yep.
So we're gonna take something for the Squeaky Clean podcast, or the improv show.
Improv.
And so they would do. They did something where it was like, I like my blank. Like I like my.
Oh, okay, okay.
Blank, and then you say something funny afterwards. I wish I could remember what they said.
Oh, so you come up with like a phrase to go along with it afterwards?
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's like, let me come up with one real quick. I like my father like I like my coffee.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Stuck in a mug. I don't know. I don't know. But, you know, so you say something like that, try to be a little funny. So I have this random word generator that's going to give us two random nouns that we're going to place in there.
Oh.
And we'll see how that goes.
I like this.
I have no idea how it's going to go, but okay.
As long as it's family friendly.
Of course, of course. All right. First one, friend. Okay.
Okay. Am I doing it or are you?
We could both do it. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
We could like go back and forth. That's how they did it.
Works for me.
Like I like my, not that one.
Other friend.
Oh, okay. President. All right. We could say friends. It'd be probably easier.
Okay.
I like my friends like I like my president. Old.
Okay. Am I supposed to give one too?
Yeah, we just go back and forth.
I like my friends like I like my president. Knowing my social security number.
I like my friends like I like my president. Eating ice cream.
Oh, yeah.
In the world.
I like my friends like I like my president. Up for debate.
I like my friends like I like my president. Only half the country likes it.
What? Half the country hates my friend group. I don't know if I even have another one.
I like my friends like I like my president.
Well dressed.
Yes, and rise in Air Force One.
Well dressed and arriving on time.
Let's try to see if we can't get another one here. I like my... Okay, let's see here. Maybe these are good.
Oh.
Wow, we got really lucky. I like my professor.
I like my professor like I like my...
Like I like my... anxiety. I like my professor like I like my anxiety. Only talks to me at night.
I like my professor like I like my anxiety. Lectures all over the place.
I like my professors like I like my anxiety. My dad doesn't believe in it.
I like my professors like I like my anxiety. Taking meds.
All right. And that was I like my blank like I like my blank.
That's it? No more?
Unless you want to do more.
I want to do one more.
Okay. In other words? Or...
In other words,
yes. Other words? Okay.
Ooh, that'd be a fun game title. In other words.
Maybe. Okay, I like my weddings. Like, I like my...
This is funny. It's already funny.
Funerals.
No way.
I mean, I clicked through them until one actually made sense.
What was the other ones? Like...
Some ones that didn't make sense. It was like assumption... And all the time, I don't think that makes sense.
Okay, I like my weddings like I like my funerals, well attended.
I like my weddings like I like my funerals. Some people cry and some people have no heart.
I like my weddings like I like my funerals with a great lunch.
That's a good one. I like my weddings like I like my funeral. The women definitely cry more.
All right, and that was this or this.
That did not mean to be, you know, sexist in any way.
And we're done.
I went to improv and that was fun.
That was a good idea. I like that. What other things did they do?
They did like a storytelling, so they brought a kid up there into a chair.
They didn't choose you?
I could have raised my hand, but I was like, maybe I'll let little Reggie, you know, raise his hand and go up.
Good for Reggie.
But, so they would like have a story. They like give them a scene and then they'd start acting and then they'd say a word, and whenever they needed a word, they'd tap the kid on the shoulder, and he'd give them the word.
Okay, so it's kind of like in Mad Libs.
So it's like, yeah, it was like, oh my goodness, I'm going to be late because my... And then they'd tap him on the shoulder, and the kid would go, ice cream. Oh, they were so silly, and I was annoyed by this kid, because all he would say was, nothing, nothing. So it was like, oh, I forgot the whole thing. It was like, my taxes are due, and it looks like I'm getting, and it's like, nothing. It's like, nothing. And so they had to go with that, and then they tapped him again, and he goes, because people laughed. I think he was just like, oh, people laugh at this.
Yeah.
He kept going, nothing, nothing. I was like, oh my goodness.
So it's just live Mad Libs.
Yeah.
I like that, though.
It's hard. I mean, I can't, we had trouble there, so.
True. True. Maybe I'll tap you on the shoulder sometime.
Okay, and I'll give you a random
word. Forever taking tests or quizzes in class, I don't know the answer. I'll just tap you on the shoulder.
Do that.
Say, nothing.
Nothing. So the end of your week ended with today, huh?
Usually does. Yeah, it's pretty usual. Yeah.
In the fact that...
today is Saturday.
Oh, okay. Anything about special today or...
Yeah, I felt miserable this morning.
Okay, uh-huh.
But this afternoon, after we're recording this, before this, it couldn't have happened if it was after.
No, of course not.
This afternoon, we went to a neighborhood Bible time, which is basically, if you're unfamiliar with that, where we get one of the bus routes here at the church, kind of sponsors it, in a sense, and so they really promote it, and they hand out flyers and leave them on some doors. And then the bus goes around Saturday afternoon, picks up the kids. They bring them to a park where we have set up a bunch of games, face paint, balloon animals, and then we have like a skit and a preaching time and stuff. So it's just kind of like a mini carnival sort of thing, like a fest. I don't know what you want to call it, but so the kids have a lot of fun, and so they did that today. They brought a bus half full of kids. And we got to do some stuff with them, and I was able to give the lesson, so it was a good time.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's always been fun. They do it on Daniel and the Lion's Den, right?
No, not this time. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
That's definitely totally what I meant to say.
Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
That is definitely what I meant to say. That's crazy.
It was a lot of fun, though, because they have a bunch of people like act out the skit, and a lot of the skit is... unscripted, so it's a lot just come up with as you go, and it gets pretty fun.
Yeah, oh yeah. I've been in
maybe
that
not
skit.
Biblically accurate, but it's fun.
Some creative liberty has been taken. I know I definitely did when I was the herald there.
Yes. And you said, hark, the herald.
Yep, and I was singing. And you were once the king, right?
I was the king last time. Yeah. King Nebi.
So, yeah, you guys just kind of say whatever, but it's fun. It's like our own little improv thing, but no one's tapping on the shoulders, and it is kind of a... It's not about nothing.
When I was the king last time, I had one of my henchmen, I think it was my herald, had Oreos. And so every time I get worked up, I'd be like, I need an Oreo. So I just ate Oreos the whole time. It was pretty fun.
You just sit back and actually some milk.
Okay. Could use some milk. Today, when Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came out of the fire, the king smelled them. He said, they smell like donuts. And I was like, what?
I don't know. Maybe that's somewhere in there. I can't remember reading that.
It caught me so off guard. It's like, all right. And he said, they smell... Another time he said, they smell squeaky clean. Squeaky clean, family friendly.
They are refined by the fire.
Mm-hmm. Yes. It was a fun time. It was really good. Kids had a good time. They went home happy. And beautiful weather. It was a good day.
Sweet.
Good day.
I just remembered that this last week... was Hunter's birthday, also Tundra. Known as Tundra. I feel like we have to mention him every episode, so...
Happy birthday.
Last week.
Happy birthday.
And
last...
then this next week, we have... not this next week. Just in a little bit. Wait, yes. Here we are, the Tucked and Tea podcast. Welcome back. Wait.
What are you doing?
This next week, we have another birthday that's special.
We do?
Do we?
Uh-uh.
It's Trent's birthday.
It is my birthday.
Next week, so.
This next Friday.
So that's going to be cool. You're going to be 1 year older when we record next week.
Yep. A whole year older.
Well, a whole year it will be past. And then the week after that, we'll have another friend's birthday. So, yeah. My goodness.
It's a home run stretch here, birthdays.
Yep, and then we got to wait a couple months for mine.
And then we got to wait a whole year.
This week, I was cleaning up some trash and leaves and whatever. I don't know, I was by a fence.
Okay.
And other stuff
you
like that.
You just do that? I was picking up leaves.
You know, collecting them.
Okay, what would you do, picking up leaves?
Yeah, and so I was by this fence, and across this fence are some sheep, I guess, because I hear,
what?
Like, I'm just kind of picking up, it's silent, and I hear, baa, and no joke, it sounded like a human. Like, it did not sound.
There's probably a human over there bleating at you.
But, like, the way, so I just started listening for it more, and I'm hearing bah, bah. And I'm like, that has to be a human. Because, like, why in the world does a sheep sound so much?
Why in the world were you picking up leaves?
I was doing it for work.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't know you'd be that concerned about that.
Well, it just caught me off guard. I was just picking up leaves.
It was for fun. It was midnight, and I was picking up leaves.
All right.
Listening to
you
sheep.
You sound like Samuel. What is the bleating of the sheep I hear?
Maybe he thought it was humans. That's why he's confused.
Is your army making weird sheep noises?
But seriously, so I looked it up. So I asked Alan, why do sheep sound like humans? And he said sheep often make vocalizations that sound similar to human sounds,
huh.
Especially when they are distressed or calling for their lambs.
They so, wanted you. They thought you were the lamb.
They sound more like humans whenever they're in distress.
Help! Help!
Try to get all the help they can get. That it's sounded like my childhood friend.
Like, they have a little sheep council, like, calling the humans. We're going to need all the help we can get. Help!
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 So, anyway, it says, the ba of a sheep can resemble a human shout or cry, particularly because of the pitch and resonance of their vocal cords.
Hmm. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
You know, I usually cry ba when I yell.
And it sounds just like a sheep, and a sheep just
maybe
sounds
the sheep
just
are
like
you. Why are those humans sounding so much like us?
What if we sound more like a sheep when we're in distress?
I don't know.
When we're like, help! Help! Ow, my leg!
I don't think so.
Yeah, maybe it doesn't work the other way. But I just noticed that today, and I was intrigued by...
That is intriguing.
Because, I mean, there could have been a human on the other side, but I'm pretty sure... I was kind of peeking through the cracks of the fence, and I'm pretty sure I saw a sheep. So, if there was a fluffy man on the other side of the fence...
Real fluffy.
It was a sheep.
That's funny.
Trent... I think that it is now time for... Fan mail. This one comes from Marka E. Jonah. Your compensation payment is approved. I'd like to inform you that your total payment of $2.5 million USD approved by the central bank through Visa ATM card,
what?
Which allows you to withdraw all your money from any ATM card machine anywhere in the world. We've authorized United Bank, UBA, to send you the ATM and PIN card. Please contact Reverend James Edward at edwardrevjamessi@gmail.com. Let him know that you received this message from the office of Mr. Mark E. John. What a basic name.
That's the last time I let you read my emails.
Thank you for following this instruction. And congratulations once again. Wow. So we just got $2.5 million, I think.
What?
So thank you, Marka. No, that was obviously... I found that one in our spam folder. Because none of which reached... our primary folder.
That's right. Because no fan mail
we
today.
Had no fan mail this week.
Which is surprisingly the first time this has happened.
Second time.
Okay, in a long time.
Yeah. So, sorry. I cut you off before.
No, you're fine.
That's my fault. So, leave some fan mail for us. If you'd like. Let's give them something to leave. How about that?
Okay, leave fan mail.
Leave improv game ideas.
Yeah, leave some fun stuff we can do.
Yeah, we'd like to do better, and we kind of enjoyed that, so.
Yeah.
Let's try that a little bit. Okay. All right, if you heard that noise, I was just whispering to Trent because I think whenever I put my phone, it makes a weird noise. Listen. Yep, that's definitely it. Only my phone.
That's weird. Your phone be different. Well, I mean, hey, no fan mail today, but we can ask Alan to get us more fan mail soon.
Yeah.
Definitely. Get on that, Alan.
Okay. Anyway, that was it for... Open now, it's time for fan mail. Open now, it's time for fan mail. Open now, it's time for fan mail. Trent, what do you got there?
Hello.
What do you got there?
Hey.
Oh, I dropped my phone again. What do you have right there?
This is my cup
of
coffee.
No, that's not what I want to know. That bottle.
That's my leg.
I see an apple on there.
Yeah, so this is some apple soda.
Yeah, I know you mentioned it earlier.
Sparkling apple stuff.
But I didn't go along with what you were saying because I have something else to say about it. Anyway, go ahead and describe it.
I don't know. It's apple. It's like sparkling apple juice.
Hmm. Interesting. Well, I learned about this app today, Trent. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Thank you for being intrigued by that. It's called Yuka. Y-U-K-A.
Okay.
Yeah.
UK.
Yeah, this is not sponsored, but if you would like to sponsor us, Yuka, come on over.
Yeah.
If you have your own business, let us know. For a low, low compensation, we will sponsor your product.
For a low compensation, we'll give you some conversation.
I like that a lot better. So anyway, this thing, you can scan barcodes of items of that you drink or eat or put in your hair. On your body, and it tells you, gives you like the health score out of 100.
Oh, okay. Here. Rank me.
So I'll get there, but I already had done that. I snuck into your room earlier today.
You dog.
And I scanned all your items.
Put her there.
And I want you to know.
All my items?
Almost.
I only have one. What?
And,
what else did you scan? My bed?
Mm-hmm. 1 out of 100. No. And so I wanted to tell you basically how bad you are living and what you're consuming.
Okay. Hit me up.
Okay. So let's see. Let's start with your... What did I scan first? I'm getting there.
I'm really confused.
So I did start with that one.
All I have is one thing.
No, you didn't. All right. I dug through your stuff, Trent Potter.
Okay.
Anyway, so we have this Mexican apple soda is what you have there. And out of 100, what do you think the health score for it is?
Oh, probably a 5.
It is a 0. It offers nothing healthy or nutritional.
How can it be a 0? How can it be a 0?
I can't explain it. That's just all I can see here.
This has sodium. That's got to be worth something.
Nope. Bad. Bad, bad, bad.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay. All right. 0. So, I'm starting off strong here.
Starting off very strong.
Wow. I've been taking 0 health.
Is that your shampoo, Trent?
Yes.
What do you think it is out of 100 for you? Not to eat, but just, you know, for your hair.
It tastes real good. I like the flavor. I don't know. A 30 if it's all low.
Well, yeah. Well, your shampoo and conditioner, bourbon vanilla, cream moo, is a 37 out of 100.
Hey, I was close.
Yeah, you were close.
What do you mean 37? So, well, I don't go buy stuff from the most fancy natural place. It's from Walmart.
Maybe you should. All right, what about your body wash? What do you think?
Do you think my goal is to live 100 healthy life? Just live all 100? Boy, I'm drinking 0 apple juice right now. This thing is not benefiting me at all. I'm only drinking it for the flavor. That's it.
So you use your body wash only for the flavor?
Let me see the body wash. I want to make sure it's the one that's mine. No.
What?
Wait, oh, yes.
Yeah, yeah, I thought so.
But I have another one that I don't really use that one.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, that
this
is
this was just next to your shampoo. Yeah. We were in your shower, by the way.
What?
It was
is that where, okay.
33 out of 100 is what it was.
Okay.
Yep. All right, Trent.
I'm trying to live low profile.
Do you have a facial cleanser?
Yes.
I thought so. That, my friend,
you start out by talking about food, and all you did was scan my.
Just wait.
Okay.
You don't have much food that I could look at.
So. No, that's why I was confused.
So your facial cleanser, Trent.
Mm-hmm.
I know you want your face to be clean, but that's an 11 out of 10.
Oh,
11 out of 100.
I was gonna say 11 out of 10, not bad.
11. Yeah.
Walmart, you unhealthy store.
Now we're gonna get to your favorite food. Does this look familiar to you? Your macaroni and cheese? Yes.
Don't even tell me. Don't even tell me.
Trent.
Don't tell me.
What you are ingesting.
No.
It's a 39 out of 100.
That's the highest. Let's go.
So.
That is the highest.
Not that bad.
Hey, a box of mac and cheese at night really gets you.
Yep. Consuming 39 by 39. Trent, your shaving cream? Your Barbasol shaving cream?
Okay, yeah.
It's a 40 out of 100. Yep.
That's the cheapest thing I own. Is that.
All right. Oh my goodness, Trent. What do you have in your armpits right now? You have Dove Men's Care Clean Comfort.
I feel like it's getting real personal on this podcast. Yeah.
Trent, that was a 0 out of 100.
Yeah. As long as I smell clean. As long as I smell clean. That
might as well.
I might as well pour apple juice in my pits.
Yes.
What?
So, yeah.
I don't trust your app.
It's true. Your styling fiber that you put in your hair?
Mm-hmm.
33 out of 100.
What is it basing off of?
Like additives and like natural things and like colorings and stuff like that.
So, is the top tier 100 thing all natural something?
Yeah, like stuff like that, yeah. So your moisturizing cream, CeraVe.
Yeah.
It's a 35.
CeraVe.
Is that how you say it?
I think so.
Because it has petrolatum. I don't know. And it also has phenoxythalone.
Oh, no. Yep. Not the phenoxythalone.
So that kind of stuff is ruining.
That's an automatic 40 or less.
But it gives now substitutes for you.
Oh also. My goodness. I'm going to have you paying so much money for their substitutes.
So instead of Kraft mac and cheese, you could have butternut squash mac and cheese. Instead of your shampoo.
Instead of eating this hot dog, try some broccoli.
Yes, we thought the same thing. Instead of your shampoo and conditioner, try sea salt and cedar something.
Let me see.
It's from Native.
Oh, that's actually at Walmart. So that's doable. Okay.
Instead of your CeraVe moisturizing cream, try coconut and vanilla moisturizing, also by Native.
They're all about this. They're sponsored by Native.
Instead of your styling fiber.
They'd say Native mac and cheese if they could.
Instead of your styling fiber, try Pure Clean finishing product. I can't see the brand. It's too blurry.
Just get to the apple juice. Get to the apple juice.
Okay.
What was the deodorant one, actually?
All right. Well, you said just get to the apple juice.
I'm sorry.
It was a body spray from, I don't know. I've seen that bottle before. It's a yellow one.
Yeah,
with
so
a
that's.
W.
Yeah.
W.
I'm pretty sure I know who that is.
It's made by W. Okay. And so anyway, instead of Mexican apple soda, try strawberry lemon soda by Poppy. You know the Poppy drinks?
Yes.
Poppy sodas?
But I like apples.
Well, maybe you don't like apples anymore. And try.
I don't need them to tell me I'm not living a beautifully healthy life with optimum healthiness.
So I went to that. And then I went
That's
to...
That's a scam.
Okay,
how about
fridge.
Your stuff? What about your stuff, Alex?
I don't own anything. I didn't do mine because
that's not I'm 100.
I just want to read off a couple of things. A ghost energy drink.
Oh,
it's a 39.
What?
Members Mark purified water. 65.
I was going to say, can we get over 50, please? Water's a 65? What's a substitute for water? What are they asking you to substitute for water?
I'll check in a little bit.
Hey, instead of water,
try poppy. Strawberry and
butternut water.
Instead of peppermint mocha creamer, that's a 33.
Ooh,
chocolate milk is a 0. You get nothing.
There's no benefit. There's protein in that. It's milk.
It's a 0.
What is normal milk?
I didn't see any normal milk. I went to the communal fridge.
Oh my goodness.
Ketchup? Oh, ketchup. It's a 39.
Ketchup, oh, ketchup. That rings higher than chocolate milk. It's healthy for me to drink a cup of ketchup than a cup of chocolate milk.
I don't believe Miracle Whip it. Mayo, 35.
What?
Immunity shots? You know what those are?
Yes.
By Suja, 47.
Okay.
Body Armor Fruit Punch, 0 sugar, 39. Non-fat yogurt, 45.
40, that's higher than my body wash. I should just body wash with yogurt.
Pure almond milk, 72. There we go. We're getting up there.
That's healthier than water. Don't even drink water.
Protein shake by GNC, 49. Sweet tea, 30. Salted caramel craze ice cream, 2. So a little bit better than your apple soda.
You're telling me it'd be healthier to eat a tub of that and drink this?
I don't get to choose. From Trader Joe's, they have sparkling pineapple juice.
Okay.
34.
Not bad.
Keto ice cream bars, 18.
We should go on a search for a 100.
Oh, yeah, you have to like do like water or
well, we tried that.
the croissant sausage egg and cheeses, you know, by Jimmy Dean.
Yeah.
A 5. Ooh. They're so good.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's that.
What in the world? Please, can you find a substitute for water?
Yeah, let's see what they had here. I have pictures.
Why is it saying almond milk's better than water? That just doesn't make sense to my, I guess maybe pea-sized mind. I don't know.
You're just not thinking right.
When it comes to health.
Oh, I can't find that thing for water.
We don't have a suggestion, but this isn't the greatest.
But there was a water. I took a picture of one water. That like I think it was water. Smart Water.
Oh.
Is 100.
What?
Yeah. So they know.
Smart Water's the best water.
Everyone get your Smart Water. Not sponsored.
Sponsor us, Smart Water.
And there was one other 100. Do you want to have a guess of what that could possibly be?
Is it a consumable, like you eat it or drink it?
It goes in your mouth, but you don't swallow it.
Is it mouthwash?
Yeah, it's mouthwash.
I was going to say body wash. You put body wash in your mouth?
I often do.
Don't swallow that stuff.
But that was 100, so.
Was it Listerine?
It's Crest.
Really?
Yeah.
I have that.
I think that was yours. I'll show you the picture.
I have 100?
Yes.
Alex,
go back and drink.
But, so I gargle with the 100 to cancel out the 0 I'm putting in.
That one?
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm healthy.
Yes.
That's why I can drink 0 things like this.
Because
I own a 100. That's crazy.
Congratulations.
Yes. 100. Yes. Do you own a 100?
I have a little bit of water, I think. But not Smart Water, so... No, I don't usually have any snacks on me.
Oh.
I'm not like that, though.
Yeah.
I don't really like them. My curl cream that I put in my hair was like a 35.
I think that's higher than my hair stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I thought that was really interesting.
That is so weird. Send me the link to that app.
Okay. I don't have it downloaded either. All these things are from pictures I had from someone else's phone. I was like...
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Who?
Isaac. Keezer. Shout out.
When did you go in my room?
Whilst you were at NBT.
Oh, okay. That's funny. I'm glad you did that because that is funny.
Yeah. So
stay
just,
tucked in and stay unhealthy.
Get yuca and see what kind of things your friends are eating.
Can you spell that for them?
I'm going to get it. It's Y-U-K-A. I'm going to get it and I'm going to... It's just scan people who are drinking stuff like while they're walking around.
Shame them.
Yeah, you're drinking a four right now.
Oh, yikes. Is that a zero?
Awkward. But I thought that was really funny when I was doing that, and I was super obsessed with it.
That's so random.
Yeah.
Yikes. What if you lived your life by that? Like, you went shopping, and you had just found, if you needed peanut butter, you found the highest scoring peanut butter.
So right when I found out that this was possible, I looked at Isaac, and I was like, should we do a week of where we can only eat things or use things that are over 70? But then we're like, that might not even be possible. So,
yeah, I don't know about that.
I wonder what that would look like. What would a pure 100 life look like?
It looked like a whole lot of mouthwash. Honestly, mouthwash is just so good for you.
Something about it.
Something about it.
Do you find anything interesting today or this week?
Not necessarily, no. Most of my week has been caught up with trying to get over being sick.
Yeah. A lot of people are sick here on campus. We just had a conference, too. And so that brought in some germs from California, some germs from New York, some germs from Louisiana.
Germs foreign from germs.
Where else? Alabama. Mrs. Zoe.
Mrs. Zoe? Miss Zoe just brings the worst germs.
A lot of people are sick here, but take some pills of mine.
Do you want to, lest we forget about locked in, locked out?
Lest we forget, let us do so.
Because we're already sitting at a good time, but.
Oh, nice. Okay. So do you remember your locked ins and locked outs?
I can't remember, actually.
Okay. We'll be right back.
And we're back.
Thank you for waiting 0.1 second for us.
Yeah, we should throw some elevator music in there. That'd be kind of funny.
It would. We should just do it right now with your voice. And we are back.
Hey.
Our locked in from last week was, mine was, if you could make cookies without a recipe. And I did not get anything.
So therefore, we have no professional bakers listening?
I guess not.
Mm, so sad.
So sad.
It's okay. It's all right. Let me drink some zero apple juice.
Okay.
And then I'll tell you my locked in.
I'll tell you my locked out while you were partaking in that. mine is that you put milk in your eggs, because we talked about that, and that is just gross. And I didn't get anything about that, so.
Yeah. That is amazing. If you do it, keep doing it. Don't listen to Alex.
Don't do it.
Just stay tucked in, no matter what the people say. You know, the world's not going to want you to be tucked, but you got to stay tucked. My locked in last week was someone who could say the alphabet backwards. And we ne'er had a response to that. So, no locked ins. My locked out, someone who eats raw eggs, didn't have a response to that, which is a blessing. So, also.
Yeah, don't eat raw eggs unless you're a snake or a vulture.
That would be something that you'd do then. So, yep. So, okay. None of that. None of that last week.
So, my locked in for this week. We already talked about it. If you're sick and you are listening.
If you're sick and you have to clap your hands.
If.
And you know it, clap your hands. If you're sick and you know it, clap your hands all together.
Oh, the Father.
Everybody ready? Bye-bye. Actually, let's all clap hands at the same time with our people. You ready?
Okay.
Everyone clap. Ready? 3, 2, 1. No matter where you are in public, I want you to clap right now. Yep. Okay.
Now say the word clap on three.
One, two, three.
Clap.
Perfect.
There you go. You better be doing it.
I hope you're out in public.
I hope I hear it. I hope I'm walking
and
by
someone just watches
dorm.
You go, clap. Okay.
It's just a podcast.
Sorry. Tucked in tea.
Did I already say my locked out?
No.
Do I have to?
You said you're locked out.
Am I locked in? I said my locked in.
You said you're locked out. You said the milk and eggs.
Oh, that's from last week.
Yeah. Are you talking about this week?
I already said my locked in for this week was if you're sick.
Right. Okay.
And you know
it. No, go ahead and say you're locked out.
And my locked out for this week is someone who is a size 14 in shoe.
Okay.
Bigfoot.
We're looking for Bigfoot here on the Tucked In
Man
podcast.
Or woman size. So okay. if you're a, but not if you're a man. If you're a man, you can't be size 4 in women's. That's just the law of nature.
Right. Right.
Yep.
Before anything else, I want to address the singing that's going on. Someone's singing in down the hallway. So sorry about that.
I didn't know that was going to happen. We have a little bit of background your soul. Music. Yeah.
Yeah, I hope it can bless your soul. It's better than other noises that's happened before.
Like the dinosaur.
Like the dinosaur invasion of episode 13.
I think we had an elephant visit one time.
Yeah.
Anyway, you're locked in and locked out.
Okay, so my locked in will be someone else who drinks this apple stuff.
Okay, if you don't know what it is, say the brand, say the flavor. Sidral Mundet.
Yep, that's how you say it. Yellow label, red apple, as they usually are.
Okay.
Yep. This has been celebrating 120 years, and you're telling me the whole time they've been a zero, Alex?
They've never been anything.
They've never been anything but a zero. For my locked out, someone who uses, I'm trying to think, wow, that music's really loud.
Yeah, but maybe we should wrap. We'll wrap this up soon.
Yeah, we'll wrap it like a good old Christmas gift. For my locked out this week, someone who uses Native body wash and stuff.
Okay.
Because they're trying to one-up me.
Yeah. Yeah. You think you're better because you're 72?
Yeah. Well, I'm sitting at a solid 30.
So.
Don't forget it.
Okay. So let's just do maybe Spiritual Talk, do an Arbor Says, and we'll
one more thing before. I have a fun fact about Bob, real quick.
Oh, you're, okay. Someone wants to hear about the Bob.
So Ross. I just have his middle name. Do you know his middle name?
Lee.
Bob Lee Ross? No. His middle name is, oh my goodness, he was born October 29th. We have to celebrate his birthday.
We'll get there.
So his birthday is October 29th, but his middle name.
When this podcast comes out or the day after?
What?
Thank you for the music in the background.
That was really spectacular. Wow, that's loud. I'm sorry. So his middle name is a city near us.
Okay.
And it's not Oklahoma City.
It's Edmond.
Bob Oklahoma City Ross. Nope, not Edmond.
Bob big, Moore.
Big city. No.
Bob Dallas.
Bob Dallas, no.
Bob Austin?
No, it's in Oakey.
Bob Tulsa.
Nope.
Bob.
There's a school there.
Bob Norman.
Bob Norman Ross. Robert Norman.
Okay.
Anyway. All right, that's his middle name, Norman.
Awesome. Spiritual Talk for the week. Are you ready for it?
Yes.
Okay. I'll go. Mine is just about the audience of one. Basically, when we're living our lives, there's a lot of people watching, of course. And it'd be easy for us, easy for me, especially just to kind of cater to those people who are watching here and try to live basically for them in the eyes of them, of authorities around me, peers around me, and trying to make myself maybe look better or just kind of live in that way that would only be beneficial to my pride and kind of self-glory would be the word I guess there I'd use.
Sure.
But really, obviously, who we should be living to, we all know, I'm sure, but just living for the audience of one, which would be God, living to please him, and that's what we saw, what Jesus did when he came down to earth, and that's how he lived. We're supposed to live like Jesus. And so that's kind of been on my mind this past week, is just living for the glory of God and letting everything else funnel through that. And that's just how you live your life. And you find life to be a lot more wholesome, a lot more, I guess you could say, relaxing, because you're not worrying about what everyone else is thinking. And so as long as you know what you do what you know you're supposed to be doing, yeah, I mean, it's a breeze. I mean, there's some patches of hard times, but living for God is always worth it, glorifying him in that way. And so that's just been on my heart this week.
That's good. Thanks for that. Thank you, Pastor Alex.
Yes, I see your hand. God bless you.
I just have a reminder this week. So pretend I'm a little notification on your phone.
Ding! All right. What's going on here? What does it say here?
Reminder, there's only two directions you can go in your Christian life. Either forward for God or backsliding. And I think that kind of hit me this week as I prepared to give a Devo for Friday night in the dorm. And just the fact that it's easy to get comfortable and to kind of get, nah, about the Christian mm-hmm. walk. And we get comfortable and you find victory, then you can kind of rest in that instead of the Lord and the one who gave you the victory and the blessings. And if you're not moving forward, then you're declining. And so it's a good reminder that I needed this week to push forward, to yeah. go get victory where the Lord wants me to grow and get victory in. So that's for you too. Don't get stale. Don't get stagnant. Keep moving forward. And I know we like to be comfortable, but just keep following God even when it's uncomfortable. Don't sit in your comfortableness.
Ding. That's the notification. Ding.
Set that reminder right now.
Yeah, go ahead. Hey Siri, set a reminder.
Uh huh.
Let's see whose phone number.
My Siri's actually broken for some reason.
Oh yeah, mine didn't go off either.
Hey Siri. So. Hey Siri. Yeah, I don't know.
Hey Siri. Oh, mine did actually work. Okay.
Wow. Okay.
Well, anyway, you have a Narbis says.
Yeah, Narbis just peeked out of his shell for the first time this episode. Hey Narby, good to see ya. I want to see you on the back of a T-shirt. Maybe we can talk about that right before the ending.
Yeah, I said I would.
Yeah. So Narbis says this. Okay. Did you know bumblebees, they use electricity and they talk to flowers with electricity? They say zap, zap, zip, zip, zip.
Man, I really do not believe that.
Okay, no. Let me tell you the whole thing he said. So flowers communicate with bumblebees using electricity. If a flower hasn't been visited recently, it emits static that tugs at the hairs on the bumblebee's back, which means that there's pollen ready to be taken.
That's amazing. Like,
isn't that crazy?
That's so crazy.
Because you wonder what flowers how do they know what to go to?
That is unbelievable. Like, I can't even fathom how.
That's why they're hairy. Have you seen a bumblebee? I saw one today up close. It was crawling on a water bottle, and I looked at it, and they're hairy.
And to think, a Big Bang really formed all this stuff so perfectly.
Yeah. Oh, good thing they put hairs on their back.
Wow, I am so thankful for this Big Bang. Psych!
That's the wrong creation.
We believe in God here at the Duck and Tea Podcast.
That's right, we do.
In the creation, 6 literal days.
So, God is a good creator, and it's pretty incredible. Thanks, Narbis.
Thank you for that reminder. Okay, T-shirts. All those who have bought T-shirts, it pains me that you have not received a T-shirt. Pains me, I have not received my T-shirt. Trent has not received his T-shirt. The company that we went through, as we said a couple weeks ago, they said they were in a busy season. It still says printing. I'm sure if you look at your tracking number, it still says printing. Like I said, you can ask them for a partial refund because it hasn't gotten here in time, and you can get up to $10 back. So that makes it cheaper. That doesn't make the wait shorter. Sadly, I'm so sorry about that. Like, I wish there was something I could do. They won't give me a time that it would be ready, so I'm going to keep contacting them and keep trying to see when that is. Remain patient as you wait. We really appreciate that we haven't had a swarm of people.
Yeah. If I were you, I'd be storming the gates.
So, seriously, thank you for buying. Thank you for waiting. And we promise... Well, I don't know if I can promise that you'll get them, but I'm sure you'll get them. And we just, we'll keep you updated. Again, so sorry. Yeah.
And we want you to know that me and Alex can do everything in our power to make sure you don't get further inconvenienced by this.
Yep. We'll do what we can. We promise. You have our word with that.
Yeah, so apologize. Sorry.
So as we wrap up this podcast, I just want to let you guys know about our Patreon. You can join that for $1 a month. We have an Instagram that you could also follow. It's the Tuck and Tea Podcast. We have an email, as we have mentioned.
Yes.
That you can leave us an email, improv ideas, what we ask for, if you just want to talk about the podcast and how much you don't like it and how angry you are that you're waiting for your t-shirt. You can reach us at tuckedintpodcast@gmail.com. All that is in the description as well. Tell your friends about our pod, would ya?
Please.
Let's Let's get to 1 million listeners by next week. How about that?
All right, let's do it. if a little sneak peek that would help for next week. If you come across or know of some funny laws, like some absolutely ridiculous laws from states or something, go ahead and email us. We're going to use those next week, hopefully.
Okay. So, oh, yeah, nice.
A little sneak peek. Go ahead and I want you to be involved in this. Or make one up. Make one up that would be ridiculous. And email that in. We'd love to hear that, and we'll use it. If you send it in, I'll say it on the air.
Sweet. Okay. Well, I guess we can call that an episode, huh?
I think that's what that's called.
So, sorry for the background music that we had.
Let's provide our own right now. Okay.
Okay. Well, as that's going, we're different.
Stay different.
Stay tight.
And see everybody.
Peace.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. We really appreciate it. And we love it when you subscribe to the Patreon. Keep listening every Monday. That's a fun day when you listen to the Tucked In Tea Podcast.